Hi, this is Vivek Kumar Hind, BA Part 2, Faculty of Social Sciences. And now, this is the next critical appreciation of the novel. The subject matter of the novel. This novel is a satire on the spirit of the great elegy written in a country churchyard by Gray. Here the poet propounds the idea that the village people, farmers and land laborers are contented, sober people, and they live in great serenity and peace of mind. Hardy presents a picture of the farmers which is in complete contrast to that presented in the Elegy by Gray. Here the three farmers, Troy, Boldwood and Gabriel Oak, fall victim to the charms of farm owner Bathsheba. A realistic picture of the rural life has been presented on a very large canvas by Hardy. The tragic events and incidents of the triangular love have been very emotionally described by Hardy. Thus, love at first sight between Oak and Bathsheba succeeds. Then the plot of the novel. Far from the madding crowd has an interesting, gripping plot. We read the story from chapter to chapter breathlessly. We are emotionally involved in the fortunes and vicissitudes of various characters. The incidents are full of suspense so that the reader feels a strong urge to know what happens next. Love is the central and pervading subject matter in the novel. Hence, the novel has constant source of interest for the reader. Different types of men's love for women are described, leading to different results. Indeed, Hardy is a very successful maker of plots. The story abounds in dramatic scenes and situations. Many incidents are merely unforgettable. Bathsheba's encounter with Troy, Boldwood's vehement declaration of love, the demonstration of swordplay, Bathsheba's drive to bath at night are so sensational that the reader goes through them with utmost interest. Troy is so filled with remorse and repentance at the sight of the dead body of Fanny that he treats Bathsheba harshly and leaves Weatherbury for good. Thus, the scenes and situations are most arresting. By joining together the incidents and situations, Hardy emerges as a supreme craftsman of plot in jar from the madding crowd. Then now, characterization. Another beauty of the novel is the portrayal of character. Although the characters in Far from the Madding Crowd are common people, farmers, laborers, rustics and village folk, yet through them Hardy has described some primal forces of human nature. Hence, they became living characters. They live for all times and all climes. Every character has been so drawn that we can understand his or her basic traits. Thus, Bathsheba's character is the character of a heroine painted in all its shades and facets. Similarly, the character of Gabriel Oak has been portrayed very realistically. Realism of Hardy finds expression in character creation. Heredity and environment play their potent part in the shaping of human character. Realistic characters tend to become types. In Bollywood, we have a typical English farmer who is full of temper and ire. The rustic characters, Joseph, Poor Grass and others are made to live in the pages of the novel. Almost all the characters portrayed by Hardy in the novel are true to life. The readers can share their feelings, passions and their sorrows. Then the novel as an expression of Hardyan philosophy. Far from the Madding Crowd is one of the earliest novels of Hardy, yet it illustrates Hardy's basic thought about human destiny. Hardy's belief is that man is born to suffer. Oak's destiny plays its destructive role. His hopes of becoming an independent, prosperous shepherd farmer turn to dust. His love for Bathsheba remains unfulfilled for a long time. Fanny's end is most tragic. Hardy believed in a pessimistic world. Man is simply a toy in the hands of nature. In the novel, all the characters suffer. They suffer partly on account of their own faults and follies, and partly on account of adverse circumstances. The element of chance, which plays most dominant role in the latter novels, is present in this novel also. Often, it is an unseen accidental happening which causes the unhappiness of characters in the novel. The novel shows Hardy's belief in cruel or hostile fate. The only persons who are happy in the novel are the rustics who have no desires or aspirations. Hardy believes that a state of desirelessness is the only way to happiness. Hardy is a pessimist, but he is not a cynic. He does not hate mankind. Then, humor in the novel. While most of the novels of Hardy are tragic, Far from the Madding Crowd ends with happy marriage of Gabriel Oak and Bathsheba. In spite of a sombre and dark view of life, Hardy does not miss an element of humor in the lives of his characters. The best form of humor is provided by the rustics who are present in almost all the novels of Hardy. But in this novel, the background is rural, characters are village folk, farmers, and rustics. And these, through humorous incidents and situations, provide humor to the reader, which relieves the boredom and pessimistic picture of life. In the novel, the rustic interludes are many, and they are full of humor and fun. In the very beginning of the novel, we come to know that Weatherbury folk are as hardy, merry, thriving, wicked a set as any in the whole country. The most entertaining passages in the rustic interludes are undoubtedly those in which we get glimpses of such outsiders as Coggan's first wife, Charlotte, or Bathsheba's parents. Besides, humor is provided by many remarks and comments made by Hardy in the course of the narration. The element of humor relieves the tension of the story, which is, on the whole, one of sorrow and suffering. Pastoralism and local color in the novel. The novels of Hardy are regional stories. Almost all the novels of Hardy deal with Wessex life. Wessex became a living character in the novels of Hardy. The novelist has given vivid and detailed descriptions of the landscape and scenery around Norcombe Hill and the village of Weatherbury, the customs, traditions, and the habits of the people. References are made also to farming, harvesting, hay-making, beekeeping, and transactions of the market. The presentation of the countryside is so superb that we can form a realistic picture of Wessex region in our imagination. Style of Hardy in the novel, masterly style. The critics have praised the prose style of Hardy. He has superb command over English language. His descriptions of landscape, hills, heaths, valleys and villages are masterly and wonderful. Even in the portrayal of human character, his language is beautiful and elegant. Correctness. Another very impressive quality of Hardy's style is his correctness and preciseness. Whatever he describes, he presents a very correct picture of it. Far from the Madding Crowd provides many examples where Hardy has described scene, incidents, landscape, and places with perfect verisimilitude. Nothing is redundant or unnecessary in his prose, so reader can take away any word or phrase from his description without some loss or harm to the meaning. Then musical images. We have in the novel the use of dulcet piping of Gabriel and the bass of Boldwood. The loving detail of the scene is combined with images of music, beauty, peace, and pastoral life. In this novel, Hardy is at ease, more totally in command of his material. Some defects of the novel. There are some visible faults in the composition of the novel. A reading of the novel shows that Hardy relies too much on accidents for the furtherance of the plot. Then some of the characters are so portrayed that they fail to practice suspension of disbelief. The characters do not seem to be lifelike. We do not like Oak's dog-like constancy. Then there are some faults of style, clumsiness and angularities. When the novel was first published, it was very much appreciated. Critics hailed the novel as a brilliant piece of art, but Andrew Lang observed, "Its brilliant qualities are likely to neutralize the glare of its equally prominent faults." Hardy has described events and incidents with sympathy and sensitiveness. The style blemishes can be passed over if we keep our view on character creation. Passionate, willful, charming, Bathsheba compels our attention and wins our admiration. Some critics have criticized Hardy with projecting prosaic reality in his novels. This subject matter is related to the village folk. Hence, the critics say that the reality is ordinary and humdrum. H.C. Duffin has given very appreciative response to this criticism. He says, by choosing his characters from the plebeian and laboring orders, he places them under the primal curse of man, the necessity of working for a living. The gain is great. There is certain grim satisfaction in finding here as in life, the primary assumption of a relentless struggle for existence that binds its victims within viable bonds, so that when trouble comes, there is no fiery flight of escape.